USA Radio News, I'm Victor Pohl. The House Committee investigating the Capitol riot focused its hearing Thursday on the pressure Donald Trump put on Vice President Mike Pence in a last-ditch plan to stop Joe Biden's victory. Trump seized on the unorthodox proposal from conservative law professor John Eastman to have Pence turn back the electors when the vice president presided over Congress to certify the election results on January 6th. Eastman's plan was to have alternative slates of electors submitted to Congress, leaving Pence no choice but to return them to the states to sort it out. A California doctor who is a leading figure in the anti-vaccine movement was sentenced on Thursday to 2 months in prison for storming the U.S. Capitol. U.S. District Judge Christopher Cooper also sentenced Dr. Simone Gold to 12 months of supervised release and ordered her to pay a $9,500 fine. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this Keep, sir. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys, and so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there that's going to make sure you get the right product for you, make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil. PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
The Biden administration has sanctioned a network of Iranian petrochemical producers and front companies in China and the United Arab Emirates on accusations they brokered international sales of Iranian petrochemicals. The sanctions were announced by the Departments of State and Treasury on Thursday, which accused the network of helping Iran evade sanctions and supported sale of products to China and other nations in East Asia. Residents of the West Texas city of Odessa improvised emergency water supplies after a water system outage left them high and dry for days amid scorching heat, even as utility crews scrambled Wednesday to restore normal service. The city said taps in 165,000 homes and businesses lost pressure or went completely dry after a 24-inch main broke Monday afternoon. Odessa's water treatment plant was back online by about 8 a.m. Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
The Golden State Warriors laid waste to the Boston Celtics on Boston's home floor in Game 6 of the NBA Finals to win their fourth championship in eight seasons. ABC's Mike Breen called the game.
And that'll do it. It's over. The Golden State Warriors return to a familiar place. They're on top of the NBA world. The fourth title in 8 years. The Dubs dynasty is still very much alive.
A 21-0 onslaught that spanned the end of the first quarter and the start of the second gave Golden State a lead that was too much for Boston to overcome in a final score of 103-90. Hard to think of a better way for Paul McCartney to celebrate his 80th birthday than by singing Glory Days on stage with Bruce Springsteen or being serenaded by some 60,000 well-wishers. Sir Paul turns 80 on Saturday. It's one of those cultural milestones that makes you ask, has it been that long? It's been more than a half century since the Beatles broke up, and it would be cliche to suggest that time hasn't taken a toll. The fragility in McCartney's singing voice was evident on Thursday night at MetLife Stadium, the final night of a brief U.S. tour. What do fathers really want for Father's Day? What Dad wants most is to have a day free from any pressure, even the pressure of having a perfect day. Fathers say they would really appreciate no deadlines, no hassles, no chores, and no having to fix anything. I'm Victor Pohl, USA Radio News.